Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I wasn't... Ethan Hannaford, my producer, picked out some music because we have some tickets to give away for a particular concert. And usually, I told him, I said, I don't like to do a ticket giveaway unless we have music for it, which kind of makes sense. We're an audio medium, right? So I have tickets to give away right now for Foreigner and Leonard Skinner, which is at the amphitheater in August 6th. So it's a little ways till this show. But I didn't even know that this is such a great... Like, he didn't pick out Freebird. He picked out Tuesday's Gone. And if I had to pick one of my favorite Leonard Skinner songs, it would probably be Tuesday's Gone. So good pick, Ethan. I love that. If you're calling number 7 on the contest line right now, we have a pair of tickets for you to go see Leonard Skinner and Foreigner next year. I had to hit the guitar post on that real quick. Caller number, what did I say? Sue, are you listening? What damn caller did I say? I don't even know what I said there. I don't want to lie to the audience, but hopefully Daniel in the other room will pick out the right number. The phone number, 314-241-9797. I got to play a little Foreigner with that as well. I don't think either of these bands have any original members left. Maybe a couple or something like that, but it's still going to be a good show at the amphitheater in the summer. And we have tickets to give away all week. We also have Guns N' Roses tickets to give away. And let me talk about that just a little bit because we are going to be live 1 week from today at Helen Fitzgerald's. The only person who won't be there, I lied a little earlier, Fred won't be there because he's taking the week off, which he's deserved. But Sue and Ethan and I will be out there. We're going to do the weigh-in for Guns N' Roses. Of course, the event is on Wednesday night, and I'll have more tickets to give away to that tomorrow and all through the rest of the week. But we're going to do the weigh-in. This is going to be very unique. We'll do the show starting at 3. The event for the weigh-in technically starts at 4 o'clock at Helen Fitzgerald. It's a great sports bar at Lindbergh in 44. If you've never been there, we'd love to see you on next Monday. And then I'll be off the rest of that week. So just working on Monday, and then we get into the Thanksgiving holiday real quick. So this is a really big day, and I'm so proud of my friend Scott Jennings. He's just gone to unbelievable places in popularity. And we like to say we kind of had him here first, because my friend Joe Arnold, who I've known since, oh man, I think 1999 or 2000. He's down at Louisville. He used to do radio at WHAS and WHTV, WHAS-TV. He, at one point, I don't know, it was maybe 9 years ago, he said, hey, you got to meet my friend Scott Jennings. He's on CNN. I think you guys would get along great. So we started having Scott on. And then I looked this up because I saw a picture come through. In 2018, I went down to Louisville for the Derby, and I met him in person. And then we've been friends ever since. And obviously, everybody knows what happened to his Twitter following and his CNN panel soundbites. Most people in the country, I don't think, watch CNN, but they see Jennings' soundbites. He even said earlier this afternoon on the show, because I asked him, I said, will Fox book you? And, you know, technically, they probably won't because it's a competitor. But he joked. He said, look, half the time when I tune into Fox, they're playing my sound bites, which is kind of true. But I bring all this up because Joe Arnold, who is that mutual friend, Joe interviewed Scott for his radio show, for Scott's radio show, and that airs tonight at 8 o'clock here on 97.1 FM Talk. I can't wait to hear it. I really want to hear it. They're two good friends just kind of talking about this new book that is out tomorrow. It's called The Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. I really, when I interviewed Scott, focused in on the subtitle a little bit, the second part of that title, which is how he fought for Western civilization. Look, I've made this case. A lot is on the line. Our way of life is on the line. And I wish that younger people in particular in this country had an appreciation for that, because I really feel that they don't. And socialism is going to take over quicker than any of us are comfortable with if things keep going in the direction that they're heading. So there are important issues at play in this book. And obviously it had the rubber stamp and the approval of the president as well. So Joe Arnold at the bottom of the hour. I have Dave Simons on hold, but I want to before I lead into him, I want to read this from the Wall Street Journal if I can find it, because I got a mess in front of me right now. I thought this was interesting and not necessarily something I completely understood, which is why we're going to have Dave on. So Spencer Yacob at the Wall Street Journal wrote this, and it says, "How bad do you think it's going to be?" When Michael Corleone asks Clemenza in The Godfather about the mob war he's about to start, he gets the sort of reassurance that comes with experience. These things got to happen every 5 years or so. 10 years helps to get rid of the bad blood. Been 10 years since the last one. So this guy in the Journal wrote, "There's no saying when the next major bear market will send Americans to the mattresses, maybe through the collapse of AI mania or possibly just a garden variety of recession. There have only been minor scrapes the past 16 years, and that's actually a problem." And he says, "A downturn like 2007, 2009, when U.S. stocks fell by more than half, can be both awful and therapeutic. It took 66 months for the S&P 500 to regain its previous high. Investors with a long-term perspective pounced on what in hindsight were solid, boring bargains near the bottom." So let's talk about that just a little bit here with Dave Simons, who is a guy that we've tapped into for financial advice for a long time. I've known Dave for 30-plus years. He's a managing director of One Private Wealth. He's with us to talk about this tonight. Dave Simons, how are you?
Well, I'm great, Mark. You know, it's funny because I did read that online article from the Wall Street Journal this morning, and the headline was talking about how a bear market could be great for us, and I thought, oh yeah, kind of, I don't know, like having your right arm chopped off. The first thing that came to mind was the doctor going, you know, you haven't had a heart attack in a while, maybe you need another one.
Okay, well, and I'm kind of glad that you said that, just because that headline, I mean, maybe that was a good headline to get us all the click, but yes, it did confuse me a little bit as well.
Well, so here's the deal. Let's pull back from that a little bit. I have been practically begging, on my knees, pleading to the invisible hand of the market, Mr. Market, to take a little froth off this market. It's just been onward and upward. It's become, I don't know, a little too aggressive. And I think a lot of people getting involved forget that there's actually risk and that you can see paper losses happen very quickly. We haven't had that in a while, at least a sustained bear market. So I've been pleading for a good old-fashioned correction, not a major bear market, not the internet bubble imploding from 25 years ago or anything like that. But let's get 5 to 10% off. And I don't care if it's 10 to 15%, just to keep the market honest. You have to occasionally have the destructive forces of the market and of, you know, liberal economics to keep it healthy longer term. And I think, Mark, that's really what the author was making his point. I think the headline was written by the headline guys, to your point. I think it was clickbait.
Yeah, but still, I want you to put this in a little broader perspective and explain to folks why that still might be a good thing. Because, look, you know, you and I talk, and let's face it, usually I call you when things are going to hell on the market, right? And then we kind of talk through it. In this particular case, haven't had a chance to call you much, Dave. Don't take it personally.
Right.
But I, you know, I've said before, I'm not looking at that 401k in downtimes, but I've made the mistake of looking at it recently, and it is rocking and rolling. And one of the things they say in this piece, this is interesting as well. Hardly anyone younger than 40 even had a 401k during the 2007-2009 wipeout. Most of the Wall Street pros hadn't graduated from college yet, so that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
That was a very good point the article made. I start with 2009, which was really the bottom the 2000s were awful. You know, and I managed money through that decade. People, I don't think, realize that the decade of the 2000s, when you look at just the S&P 500 performance, was worse than the 1930s on a cumulative basis. It was horrible because we had back-to-back bear markets. From 2009, yes, we've had our pullbacks. Yes, we've seen the market correct 20%. We had COVID. We've had things like that. But nothing sustained, nothing 40% or anything like that. I don't think the economy is set up for that kind of a decline. But to the point that I'm making here is, and to what the article was saying, there are a lot of people at 40 and under who've never experienced a real bear market. They don't understand that kind of pain. So when the market goes down, it's the old buy the dip mentality.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just buy more. And I think if you continue to let that happen, Mark, and we just keep going higher and higher and higher, and the market becomes a little bit more overvalued, the pop of the bubble becomes louder, more extreme, and more painful. To avoid a 2000-style pop, you have to occasionally let a little air out of the bubble, and we are in a very small bubble here, and maybe get that 5 to 10, 12% correction. I hope we get it so we don't have some 40% decline disaster a year or two from now.
Yeah, so that's the concern because, let's face it, some of us do remember 2008 and 2009, and that was painful. And we know what happened to the housing market, and, you know, a lot of the economy was really, really tough right now. You know, this is an interesting time because we go back to maybe even you and I having conversations in the spring, and I would admit that I was a little bit of a panickin' when it came to what was happening in the stock market. Well, look, eight months later, we're at 48,000. Things are looking really, really good. And you kind of have to wonder, am I getting, a little too confident right now is part of it.
I always tell people this is where you look at your allocation and make sure that you have not participated in some kind of a greed factor here, that you don't have 100% of your money invested in the highest growth, highest volatile stocks. Now is a really good time to gut check that portfolio. Look, we're all going to be down at some point. The market is going to decline. And maybe from what we've seen starting last week, the market is down about 3.5 to 4%. I don't know if that's going to morph into 8, 10, 12 or whatever. I hope it is, believe it or not. But for long-term investors, this too shall pass. And if you're properly diversified, even a 20% decline, you won't be down 20. Maybe you're down 10. Maybe you're down 12. You will live to fight another day. My fear, I get back to especially younger, more aggressive investors, don't know. They don't even think it's possible to open up their statement one day and say, how did I decline 40%?
Yeah, right, right.
We've seen it happen.
Yes, we have. So explain the difference between buying the dip and then if we all have 401ks and it goes down, you're still getting bargains with the cost dollar averaging. So sort of explain that.
Oh, that's a great question because, yes, for people who are investing in their 401k, you want the occasional correction. You are able, just like clockwork, you don't even have to try to time the market, which doesn't work anyway. You are naturally winning the time the market game by investing some dollars from every paycheck going into the market. So when the market does have its inevitable correction, sometimes even a bear market, those dollars are buying cheaper shares. They're lowering your overall cost basis for long-term growth. The buy the dip mentality that the author is talking about is outside of that 401k. It's someone who says, you know what? I bought ABC stock at $80. It's now down at $65. What a great buying opportunity. Every time I do this, it works. Well, it has in recent years. What happens when 65 goes to 60, goes to 52, goes to 40, goes to 38? That's where all of a sudden people go, oh, I'm not doing that anymore. And then they sell at the worst possible time because they can't take the pain anymore. That day is out there at some point if we don't get the occasional smaller corrections.
Well, what's your view right now of how AI in some of those stocks are affecting all this?
Well, it's the big deal, right? AI is real. I think we all know that. It will make the internet look like child's play, in my opinion. Market is going to revamp the global economy and society as we see fit. And it's going to have profound impact, good and bad. And the bad may be a pretty disruptive labor force. as there will be businesses laying off others. So you're going to see other areas of the economy pop up. We will thrive. This will actually increase productivity. I think it will help long term, but man, this can be disruptive like we saw in the early 2000s. So we've got a bifurcated market, Mark, which means you've got two different markets here. You've got these high-flying AI stocks that have done really, really well, but they have become, unfortunately, an increasingly larger part of the broader market, and that's not always healthy. What I've seen in the past week is healthy. The tech stocks have been correcting more, and some of your more boring, traditional, blue-chip, plain vanilla stocks that especially younger investors don't like, they've been holding up. And actually, some have been going up, like bank stocks and some healthcare stocks. That's healthy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch what happens here as we get, you know, typically isn't historically the end of the year a little soft time for the market anyway?
No, it's actually good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
November, shows what I know, Dave. That's why I call you.
November, December, January, and February, those 4 months, and especially November, December, are historically your strongest. However, history hasn't really been playing out to perfection here lately because the weakest part of the annual cycle for the market is usually late summer, early fall, September or August, September, October. Well, all three of those months were up. So we're kind of, the Seinfeld, do the opposite kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what Mr. Market's been doing.
Like I said, Dave, isn't the end of the year usually pretty hot and we're coming off this weird... I got it all wrong, but you straighten me out. You straighten me out.
You are so smart.
Hey, Dave Simons, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Thanks for sorting some of this out for us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.